Hello everyone, here I am in the center of Diani Beach, Kenya. Look at the safari jeep behind me. There is Carrefour, as in the main supermarket on a few floors. So got a lot of imported goods, quite expensive by Kenyan standards. This is the center of Diani Beach, this crossroads. This is Diani Link Road, as it connects you to the main road, which runs parallel to the coast. So you can see there are a lot of these noisy tuk-tuks around, which is really a motorbike with a little trailer on the back, so you can seat two or three people. They can only go about 30 miles an hour tops. And by the way, they tend to use kilometers here in Kenya. Okay, and there's a decent cafe there. So a lot of construction work going on. Looks like a new petrol station. And it's sort of really just one street to the town. Okay, so you negotiate your price with these things, and I sold very roughly it's 25 Kenyan shillings per kilometer. But if you're a Mzungu, as in a white, they're going to try and charge you several times that. So it depends how desperate you are. Now, it's a fairly safe place, but the owner of my hotel said it's not a good idea to be out after 6 o'clock, you know, too far from your hotel. So someone was trying to charge me 200 to go back. And I just said, no, I'll walk back. I should have just paid it. It's not about 1.5 euros, that, and that's better than being mugged. Not that I've heard of anyone being mugged or robbed here, but you never know. And look at that, ostrich, and I don't know what that animal is, kudu or something. So yeah, this is the main drag. The sea is that side. So there are like 24 hotels on this side of the road towards the sea. There's some on the other side of the road, on the landward side, which tend to be less expensive. So they're sort of 3-star, 4-star hotels. I don't think anything would qualify as 5-star by internationally. So, you know, these are 100 euros a night, a bit more, sometimes even 200 euros a night. And the ones on the landward side are considerably cheaper. So the tourists are German, Polish, Russian, British, and so on. So November, fairly low season. There'll be a big spike around Christmas time, end of January, early February, tourists from China and South Korea as well. So a few banks around here we can exchange currencies. Some of the hotels will obviously exchange currency. Won't give you a great rate. Some of the travel agencies will exchange currency. Some travel agencies open 7 days a week. Now, this is a mostly Christian town. There are obviously, there's some Muslims as well, because Kenya is 85% Christian. But the Muslims are very much concentrated on the coast, on the border near Somalia. All right, so yeah. It's a tourist resort the year round. I think it's April and May, fewer people come because it's rainy season and we're facing onto the Indian Ocean. You can hire motorbikes, bicycles, stuff like that. As you can see, it's flat as a pancake around here. And what are they building over here? Okay, so lots of shops, things like that. So the hotels all have their own restaurants and you can just wander in and dine there. There are no private beaches in this area, so the beach is public. And if you go there, you will be approached by people trying to sell you trinkets, coconuts, persuade you to hire boat rides. There's an elephant sanctuary nearby. There's a, within a 1 hour drive, there's a safari park, which I'm told is mediocre. There's a much better one, is at Tsavo West, which is a 3 hour drive. And so on, the Serengeti and the Masai Mara are much further inland, and they're not doable as a day trip. Okay, so that's just a little bit about Diani Beach. Tiwi is a bit further north of here, so that away, maybe half an hour drive, is the other major beach resort. Northern Kenya, there's some more beach resorts. But what else about this? There's some islands like Malindi Island and stuff like that. Okay, Indian restaurants, there's some Indian-owned hotels here as well. Some Kenyan Indians and some Indians who are direct from India, because India doesn't allow dual citizenship. Well, that's enough for the moment. Hope you enjoyed watching this. So yeah, I would recommend this as a very good resort town. Quite affordable, quite pleasant. Not that much to do, to be frank. I think a week would be ample. Okay, goodbye then.